Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book The Inner Game of Tennis. Hearing this title, you may be wondering, this book is written for athletes, why should I read it? This is a typical reaction for many listeners. It is true that a tennis coach wrote this book and that it contains the keys to winning a tennis match. Although the book is about athletic competition, the logic it puts forth about success applies to everyone. W. Timothy Galway wrote the book because he noticed a phenomenon in his career as a tennis coach. Many players find instructions easier to remember than to execute. During his training courses, Galway instructed his students personally and evaluated every shot. The players all knew exactly what they were doing wrong, which swing was too high. They tried to correct themselves but still could not greatly improve their swing. Rather than offering more suggestions, Galway took a passive approach, observing but making fewer comments. He made a few strokes as examples, offering as few instructions as possible. To his surprise, the errors he saw but didn't mention corrected themselves without the student being aware of their mistakes. They could master techniques in a better way by simply watching and imitating the actions of the coach. Based on this scenario, Galway concluded that when a player is too concerned about whether he is playing perfectly, it can compromise his control and lead to frequent mistakes. Having a perfect technique is not enough for a game. Sometimes on the playing field, a flawless technique and trying too hard can be a liability. Whether in a game or in life, it's easy to make mistakes when you try too hard. Many of you may have found yourself in this situation before. The more you strive for perfection, the worse it gets. The more you want to be nice to your children or partner, the less they appreciate you for it. Hopefully, after listening to this bookie, you will gain some insights on why is that. The author Timothy Galway is a tennis coach who teaches students to develop inner skills in order to reach their full potential and improve their practical efficiency. He later applied his research in sports psychology to business management and life planning, providing training for many top companies such as Coca-Cola and IBM. Galway is known as a leading American sports psychologist and a pioneer of innovative coaching techniques. The Inner Game of Tennis is part of Galway's Inner Game series, selected as one of the world's 50 best-selling motivational books. The approach it introduces is applicable to sports, everyday life, and work. It provides a new method for those who want to achieve and grow in their lives. In this bookie, we'll introduce the book in the following three parts. Part 1, Harmony Between Two Selves, Self 1 and Self 2. Part 2, How to Bring Harmony Between Self 1 and Self 2. Part 3, The Importance of Harmony Between Self 1 and Self 2. Let's look at the Part 1, Harmony Between Self 1 and Self 2. Galway begins his book by telling us that every game, including tennis, is composed of two parts, the outer game and the inner game. The outer game is played against an external opponent, beating obstacles to reach an external objective. To overcome these external obstacles, the player must practice techniques that vary in different sports. For example, in tennis, techniques include backswing, swing, follow-through, and so forth. Players also need to practice speed and coordination between the eyes, wrists, arms, legs, and other body parts. Usually, players' daily training is for the outer game. As for the inner game, it takes place in the mind of the player. In this game, the opponent is yourself. It is played against obstacles such as lapses in concentration, nerves, self-doubt, and reproach. Peak performance occurs only when the mind is calm and at one with the body. Galway gave his students specific instructions when teaching them. For example, he would say, "Now you're taking your racket back too late. Your backswing should be slightly lower than on that last shot. That's good, but you're rolling your racket face over a little on your follow-through." As the coach gave more detailed instructions, the more mistakes the players tended to make. Galway decided that the coach's constant instructions interfered with the player's internal harmony. With too many instructions, when a tennis ball comes flying at the player, there is always a nagging voice inside, endlessly reminding him or her, keep your right hand lower. This process of self-censorship blocks the body's automatic responses. The player's attention at that moment is focused on critique and the process of correction. If a video camera recorded this player's action of hitting the ball, you would see their tense muscles lowering the right hand with too much deliberation and a distracted expression. In such a stressed state, it's simply too hard to hit the ball properly. There is too much information for the mind to process as the ball approaches. When the player talks to the coach, he blames himself and says, I know I raised my right hand too high, but I can't correct it. I tried to follow your instructions, but I messed up every time. In fact, this player's problem is that he can't apply his understanding in practice, although he knows what to do. This brings us to Galway's idea that within each person, there are two selves. One, a teller who knows what to do and gives instructions, and the other, a doer who performs the action. For simplicity, he calls the teller self-1 and the doer self-2. Usually, self-1 doesn't trust self-2. Self-1 gives too many instructions and criticisms before self-2 acts on them. For example, okay, damn it, keep your stupid wrist firm. Keep it firm, keep it firm, keep it firm. You idiot, you'll never learn how to hit a backhand. The more self-2 tries to respond to self-1's barrage of guidance and judgment, the more likely the player will lose their composure. The help of self-1 prevents self-2 from achieving their potential. Self-1 is a garrulous coach on the sidelines, whose bombastic instructions unsettle the players on the court. In fact, self-2 is capable. Self-2 doesn't require tedious theoretical guidance. It carries out actions instinctively. Only when self-1 starts to trust self-2 and the two are in harmony will peak performance be reached. Galway realized this problem and made changes to his coaching. Working with another player, he did not mention rules and techniques, the proper grip, stroke, and footwork for the basic forehand. Instead, he demonstrated 10 forehands himself without explanation. He asked the player to watch the action closely and get a visual image of a forehand stroke, and just let his body imitate what he saw. The student dropped the ball, took a perfect backswing, swung forward, racket level, and ended the swing at shoulder height with a natural fluidity. In this manner, the training process was simplified, eliminating unnecessary instructions and interference. The player's self-1 and self-2 were very calm and focused. They didn't have time to think about how to regulate movements. The movements were like an apple that automatically falls when it ripens. It just happens. These are the conditions for mastering sport skills efficiently. The two pieces of the self are united. That is all for part 1. To briefly review what we have learned, many people know how to do things, but they can't do them well. This is because they put too much energy into self-correction, which compromise their instinctive reactions. Within each person, there are two selves, the teller self-1 and the doer self-2. Self-2 is strong, but due to self-1's mistrust and excessive regulation, self-2 frequently makes mistakes. Only when the two selves are in harmony can peak performance be reached. So, let's find out what we can do to achieve such harmony. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.